99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Comedian Eleanor Kerrigan.
Speaking of the Irish.
Sounds a little Irish to me on the show. She's opening for Andrew Dice Clay tomorrow at the Wall Street Theater in Norwalk. So, how are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day today?
I'm already drinking. I mean, that's, you just wake up and get the Jameson out and you continue the day. I have to take a flight in a little bit, so it'll just make it nice and easy.
Oh, yeah. You want to be drunk on every flight.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, they don't serve anything on flights now. This is crazy.
Unless you're the pilot.
We'll be looking for you on the news later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be that person.
You might see that.
Yeah, they turned the flight around.
Right. Still asleep in here.
They're sending it back to this crazy Irish girl from South Philly losing control again on a flight.
South Philly, man.
Yeah.
What is the deal with people from Philadelphia?
Whoa. What does that mean? What is the deal? Come on now.
It's funny. We can make fun of Irish, but not the South Philly people.
Exactly.
Don't touch Philly.
Whoa.
I'm waiting for all my South Philly friends, because I grew up in a predominantly Italian neighborhood. I'm waiting for them to all call me and tell me that St. Patrick was not Irish. He was Italian.
You know, my dad told me that last night. Don't forget, St. Patrick was Italian. All right, Dad.
They can't wait to tell me. And I'm like, yeah, but he clings to the Irish because he knows how to party. He doesn't want your great stained feet. He prefers Jameson. What kind of person? Nobody wants to party with winos. We like real hardcore liquor.
I don't know how you're ready to trash the Irish, but not the South Philly people.
No way.
Yeah, no. They'll come over
my
here.
My whole family's still there. I got 9 brothers and sisters. So
that's a lot.
That's a lot of
what
fighting.
Is it with Irish people who want to have a herd?
I think, I don't know what it is. It's like they just need enough people to go out in case we run out of potatoes. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's
like,
extra warmth in the house.
I don't have any kids. Is it what?
Extra warmth.
Yeah. So you don't have any kids at all?
No. That's crazy. That's for people that just, you know, want to destroy their lives. That's awful. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I hang out. I'm the creepy cool aunt with no kids.
The greatest thing about being the creepy cool aunt is you can leave them behind anytime you want.
Yeah, you wind them up and leave.
100%. 100%.
Creepy and cool.
Yeah, they're like, how come you're so cool, Annelle? I'm like, because I don't live with you.
Yeah, I don't have you.
She always smells like hairspray.
And cigarettes.
When you're in a family of 10, right, 10 mm-hmm. kids.
6 boys, 3 girls, and 3 sisters, 6 brothers.
The parents can't possibly care about you as much as a family of 2, right?
I thought you were going to say, the parents can't possibly stay together. And that you are right, my friend.
Okay.
Because of you.
Is this too dark?
No.
Is it early morning?
No, not at all.
No, my parents, they did. I don't know how they could. I don't know how my mom did it. She's amazing. She's a single mom of 10 kids. And
Oh, my God.
My parents did split up when I was 7 years old. I mean, I stayed close with my dad because I need material and he's out of control. I love it. He's crazy.
When did he leave?
He's a Marine.
He's a Marine.
When or what? Yeah, he wanted 12 kids. And then I think after 10, he was like, oh, this is a lot.
He wanted a platoon, yeah.
Yeah. He needed fighters.
Exactly.
So we're all crazy like him. It's a sin. But we're very close still, all of us. So that's good. Like, even with my dad.
How did your mother do it?
I have no idea. I ask her every day. Every time I come to home, because she still lives in the row home we grew up in, I'll go and I'll be like, wow. How and why did you do it? I have a nephew that just has a 4-year-old daughter, and he said, you know, my mom had 10 kids and she's 4, and she went, why?
Yeah,
I was like, see, that's a smart kid. I don't know why.
No one would hold it against her if she lost a few.
Right.
I went to the mall with 10 and right. 6 is still good, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. Right. respectable.
They all look alike. Which one are you? What number are you? We used to have to go by numbers. I'm exactly. number 8.
You wear jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a baseball lineup.
Yeah. This one's been retired exactly. for a while.
To be like, Jimmy, Barbara, you know who you are. Stop
you.
It.
You, number 7.
The yeah. thing.
Whatever your name is, get in there. Yeah, that's how I'm treating the pandemic, like I'm punished again for a summer. It just feels like the longest summer because we would get punished. But we would annoy my mom so much in a little row home that she would be like, get out. So you never really like had a, you know, do your full sentence because we could get out early because yeah. she was like, I can't take you kids.
You got community.
I don't know. She had a hysterectomy. There were still babies in it. She's like, just take it.
Was she a lobster?
Is this too early?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, no, no. You haven't, Jameson? What the hell?
We've been going since 5:30. Eleanor Kerrigan's on.
Oh,
she's
good.
Open for Andrew Dice Clay tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. At the Wall Street Theater. I'm yeah. very excited about this. I love Connecticut. I love performing. I
oh,
always was like afraid
stop.
Of Connecticut.
Tell
I'm
us
serious.
What you know about Connecticut.
I literally thought Connecticut was like this bougie place that like it's all money and they would never allow someone like me. We have the best crowds there.
Yeah.
The best time.
But that's all you know of Connecticut is yeah. from the opposite side of the stage, from being on stage.
Yeah, we're more boozy.
That's all you
yeah,
know.
That's true.
Yeah, we're yeah. very boozy.
I've never hung out, but, you know, I look for a husband every once in a while. I'm kidding. I would never
get up. Were you engaged to Andrew Dice Clay?
That is my second ex-fiancé. Ding, ding, ding. Look at you doing homework.
We yes. had to. You didn't send us anything.
I'm sorry. Look, I make a lot of mistakes, and they're easy to Google.
All right. Well, easy, it's easy to forgive you because yes. you're fun.
Exactly.
Wait. But, so now,
no, I'm sorry. I didn't send a lot of stuff.
It's no, just, you were engaged to Andrew Dice Clay, and then
yes.
not, and now you still tour together?
We're still very good friends. When we got engaged, it was weird because it was like, guess who's coming to dinner? My mother was like, the guy who puts a cigarette in his ear? I go, it doesn't go in his ear. It goes all the way around, lady. Get on board.
Did he wear the leather jacket with the studs?
He certainly did. He wore the fingerless gloves, too.
The guy with the Mother Goose?
Those gloves.
Yeah.
The Mother Goose. He would tell all my nieces and nephews, you know, he would tell them.
Hickory Dickory, you guys gotta go.
Who wants to hear a nursery rhyme? Go ask Uncle Dice. He'll tell you a nursery rhyme.
Whoops.
My mother would just be like, get away from the children.
Get him out of here.
But he's wow. amazing with kids. He has two kids of his own that are amazing musicians, and we're like best friends. We're better off as friends, so we still tour together. We fight like we're an old married couple, but we get along good for the most part.
You know,
we make a lot of videos.
I have to tell you, he was brilliant in A Star Is Born. Brilliant.
Wasn't he? I mean, yeah, I was on set with him, and I got to watch. I was so mad that I was like, why didn't they put every scene in? Because he was so good. You know, the movie was long, so a few things got cut, but he was so good.
So
Bradley Cooper did a great job.
Good.
Very memorable.
So good.
Yeah.
I saw it and I thought, I'm going to see him everywhere now.
I know.
He's going to be the flavor
yeah,
of the
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
What happened?
Pandemic?
Pandemic. I mean, he is.
Was there a pandemic
stuff,
like 5 years ago?
Didn't help.
He was doing his own show. He was doing Dice on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
And then he got out of that. And he did a few other things, but like mostly he's been touring and just working on that part. But now he's doing a bunch of films again coming up.
Good.
A bunch of TV stuff. I'm not going to remember all of it, but it's some show on Amazon, and I can't even think of the name of it. I'm so bad. I'm not here to promote him.
You didn't even tell us stuff about you, so we don't expect you to know stuff about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you drink a Jameson.
Eleanor Kerrigan is on. She's
I block a lot of it out.
She's opening for Andrew Dice Clay, her ex-fiancé, tomorrow at Wall Street Theater in Norwalk. Did you start smoking when you were 9 years old?
Now, why would you bring that up? And yeah, who called my mother? God.
Yes, she did. She tattled.
What made you bring that up? Yes, I started smoking when I was 9 years old, and it took me 21 years to quit it.
Wait, you were telling us about Andrew Dice Clay telling your nieces and nephews nursery rhymes, but smoking at nine is bad.
Yes.
I didn't have kids. I wouldn't do that. Blame my brothers. They all had kids. We were having a competition. This is going to sound really bad. I can't believe I started.
I love it already.
Okay. We were having a competition of who can steal the most expensive stuff. I stole cigarettes. They were like, what are we going to do with those? I was like, I don't know. Smoke them. So we did. And we all got hooked.
Nice.
We were nine years old.
9 years old.
I grew up a little tougher than other people. My dad left, all right? Leave me alone.
That's right. Hey, right. You know, things happen.
You know, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places.
At 9 years old?
Well, it doesn't...
Oh, wait a minute.
Like
yeah,
if I'm driving down the road in South Philly and I see a 9-year-old smoking cigarettes, I'd say, well, at least she's not doing heroin.
Right. Tough neighborhood.
Right. I mean, you got to look on the bright side. There's positives to everything.
At least she's not at an Eagles game right now.
Right.
Eagles, are you big? Who do you root for? Patriots? I'm sorry.
He's Giants.
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
Giants? That's gross. What else?
I figured you would think so.
If anybody wants to fight, I'll be at the Wall Street Theater Thursday.
Smoking a cigarette.
Wear our Giants jerseys.
Smoking a cigarette. I've been locked up in Vet Stadium, so bring it on.
Exactly.
Bring it on.
Have you quit smoking?
We have our own jail and courthouse.
Have you ever seen the jail there?
Absolutely. I've been locked up in there.
You can't be from South Philly without going in there.
Is that right?
100%. And we got locked up. There wasn't even a game. How bad is that?
Right. During the off season, that's tough.
Embarrassing.
Wow, you're a superstar. I love you.
We would ride our skateboards in there. We would break in and ride skateboards. So to scare us, they locked us in there. We were young, very young.
Hey, can I trade you for cigarettes?
How old were you then? Yeah. 3?
At least I had currency.
You did. You ruled that place.
I know how to work it.
Oh, my God. You are a movie. You're a movie that I want to see.
Don't worry. It's coming out. It's taking a long time to be made.
Now, are they doing one of these streaming things tomorrow night where we can watch it from home? Probably not, because it's Clay, right?
I don't think so. No, we did it in Long Island at Governor's. We did do one of those. But this is just for whomever's coming to the theater. Because you're open now, right, for the most part?
We're closed.
Just about.
So we're still doing the 6-foot thing, so you got to be 6 foot apart.
Masks, things like that, yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I like that. It's harder to get felt up after a show. But, yeah, I mean, I'll figure it out.
You can get felt up with a mask.
Is there any DVDs or shows of yours we can find? I'm very interested in your material.
Oh, yeah, I'm on I just did right before the pandemic, it came out with Bill Burr. We did a Comedy Central special, and it's called The Ringers.
That's a great series.
So I was on that with Bill Burr. Mine aired January 26th. I was also in the Comedy Store documentary that just came out because I started comedy out here in Los Angeles, and I was a big part of the Comedy Store for a long time. So I did their documentary, and I also on Showtime, The Blue Show with Dice as the host. That was my first pretty much big TV appearance.
Well, I have lots of homework to do now.
There you go. Now you got lots of stuff. Just please keep your pants all the way up. I appreciate that.
Well, that's no fun.
Okay, yep.
And really, who does that in South Philly?
I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble.
Now, of your...
I'm going to get kicked off the radio.
Of your 9 brothers and sisters, how are the rest of them doing?
They're all great. They're crazy as they come. We all had COVID. I can't believe we're a statistic, but we did. My mom went to the doctors, came home. Somebody in the office had it. She got it. I was home visiting and we all got it. But and then I had done a big show with a bunch of comics and they were like, oh, if you tested positive, you have to call everybody. And I'm like, what? So I had to call all these comics. And now I know what it was like for the, easy girl in high school that was like, had to call everybody and say, hey, man, I had an outbreak. Sorry.
I gave you. Why didn't you just applaud?
All right, Eleanor.
I tried to clean that up as much as possible. I got to be honest.
We all knew exactly what you were saying.
You did a good job.
Eleanor, thanks for coming on. And have fun tomorrow in Norwalk, Wall Street Theater in Norwalk. comedian Eleanor Kerrigan and Andrew Dice Clay. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.